Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm glad you're here. Stephen Baum is here. Stephen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our really good friends. He's an advisor to CEOs. As a Vistage leader, you remember you heard me talking in the previous segment about CEO roundtables. Vistage is one of those great organizations, and he's the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. But more importantly, he's our good friend Stephen Baum. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, Stephen. One of my great memories of many decades ago when I started going out and knocking on doors and carrying a kit bag for a company and selling on commission, was I would go in and out of businesses all day long. Every kind of business you can think of. I mean, literally from doctors to lawyers to suppliers to contractors to manufacturers to retail. I mean, I was in and out of every kind of business. And I got a chance to see, to start observing the something that was in these businesses that made them different. And I'd go in one business and people would look like they were literally, I almost felt like they were mouthing to me, please help us, we're hostages. You know? And I'm serious. And then I'd go into a business, the next business, and you feel like the owner could have charged admission for people to watch these people having fun. And over the years, it's been I've learned that what I was observing was culture. What do you think?
You know, you've got the infrared on. You got your radar turned on. And you get a chance to see all these different cases the way I do as a coach to CEOs. And you can feel it. You can sense it. You can hear it. You begin to get an idea of what drives it. Your prior guest, Dr. Irwin, had some really good things to say. And one of the things you said was that a negative story really focuses your mind. So I'll tell you a negative story on this topic. There's a family-owned business that I know something about, and it has a great brand, and it has national distribution, and its products are pretty damn good. But as you walk through the place, you get a sense that people are fearful. They're fearful of saying anything. They're fearful of doing anything. They're fearful of taking risks. And you dig into this a little bit deeper, and you talk to them privately, and some of them will say to you that they feel like hostages. They use your word. They feel like hostages. They can't look for a job because the boss finds out they're looking, they get fired. They need the money. They can't move, and they work under this constant fear, and they get no rewards when they try hard or take risks. What do you think that produces? Well, it produces a substandard, uncompetitive workforce.
A toxic workforce.
And eventually bad financials. And what happens when a new employee, potential employee, comes and gets interviewed by any of those people?
Mm-hmm.
They hear the real truth, and some of them don't come. They hear, and the best people leave because they have options. And as I tell my younger people, if you think you have options, you have options.
Right.
So that's an example of a culture. And where does that come from? It comes from the top down. The Italians have an expression called la testa del pesce. If the fish stinks, smell the head.
And that's where the head down, right.
It comes from the way the boss treats people. Now, I'll give you one other.
You know, one thing, one little quick thing that I like to tell this story. When I was in the military, I'd, from time to time, I would have a chance to visit a unit. And, you know, as I'm approaching the unit, I'd often meet the guys who were out taking care of the grounds or doing the training or whatever, which would be the enlisted men, right?
Right.
And if I met one of the enlisted people of this commander's unit, within a few minutes, I could tell whether this commander, what kind of commander this person was from the people.
Sure.
And whether he was a leader or whether he was a driver. Go ahead.
Well, you'll hear from the people. I mean, I took a walk in a hotel. I was working with the hotel CEO, and I took a walk in the hotel with one of the managers. And right out of his mouth, even though, you know, he was taking a risk telling me, he said, we have a terrific leader, and on every count, he's really doing wonderful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that down in the ranks, and you know that there's some sort of spirit going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a wonderful thing.
Right. And Stephen, I got to take a quick break. Stephen's book is called What Made Jack Welch, Jack Welch, How Ordinary People Become Extraordinary Leaders. We're talking about culture. How culture impacts the performance of your company and the happiness of the individuals in the company, one way or the other, either good or bad, depending on, you can have different kinds of culture. You obviously, you want the good kind, and if you listen to Stephen over the next few minutes, he'll help you do that. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
I don't know why they don't explore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.